Welcome to Venture Capital Unlocked, the podcast where we dive into the next wave of disruptive technology. I'm your host, Sarah Chen, senior partner at Tech Venture Fund. Today, we're joined by Alex Morgan, the founder and CEO of a very intriguing MarTech platform, Direct Message Revenue Flow. Alex, great to have you. Let's get straight to it. What's the ask for investors today?
Thanks, Sarah. It's a pleasure. So we're raising a $500,000 pre-seed round for 15% equity.
Okay.
This gives us an 18-month runway and sets our pre-money valuation at $3.3 million.
A strong, clear start. So, Alex, content marketing isn't new. It's a crowded space. What's the fundamental problem you've identified that existing solutions are, well, failing to solve?
The problem is a broken economic model. Companies spend 90% of their time on content creation and a mere 10% on distribution. An in-house team costs anywhere from $60,000 to over $240,000 a year.
Right.
Yet they can only manually produce one, maybe four social media posts per week. The ROI is capped at a 5 to 20x maximum, and frankly, that's being optimistic.
So it's a classic scalability bottleneck: high cost, low output, and a capped return. So Alex, how does Direct Message Revenue Flow break that ceiling?
I'm excited. We've built an automated AI-driven content factory. Instead of four posts a week, our system generates between 100 and 500 unique content units weekly.
Wow.
And it does this in 10 to 20 languages simultaneously. Our architecture is a full end-to-end pipeline.
Okay.
It starts with an idea bank, moves to AI generation, then media synthesis for video and images, and on to automated publishing across all channels. And crucially, it closes the loop with an analytics engine that feeds performance data directly back into the client's CRM.
And what specific types of content can the factory produce?
Oh, everything a modern marketing team needs.
Such as?
Short-form videos for TikTok and Reels, professional social posts, full email nurture sequences, long-form SEO articles, you know, engaging carousels, and even lead magnets like PDF guides. The numbers, though, that's what's truly disruptive. The cost per post drops from an industry average of $50 to $200 down to just $1 to $5.
A huge drop.
And the speed, what took a team 2 to 4 days, our system does in 5 to 30 minutes.
That's a significant improvement in unit economics. So who are your initial target customers for this?
We've validated 6 key verticals with some really strong initial traction.
Okay.
Listing, money and finance, where we see a customer LTV of $260, psychology, LTV of $190, health and sleep at $170, career services at $150, parenting at $190, and the AI and freelancer creator economy also at $190. Our average customer retention is already sitting between 5 and 8 months, and that's within a TAM of over $500 billion globally.
Validated verticals are a great start, but investors, you know, we need hard proof of traction. Direct, can you share some real-world results? Give me your best case studies.
Absolutely. Let me give you 3. Case 1, a digital marketing agency. Before us, they were doing maybe 4 to 6 posts a week, costing them $8,000 a month for about 10 leads.
Right.
After implementing our platform, they're now pushing over 150 posts a week. Their costs dropped to just $2,000 a month, and they're generating over 100 leads.
Wow.
That's a 900% increase in leads with a 75% savings. Their ROI is 400% with a 2-month payback.
That's a powerful transformation for an agency. What about a different sector, say, edtech?
Case 2, an online school. They were manually creating content in one language, getting about 300 student applications a month. With us, they're producing over 200 posts a week in 5 languages. Their applications skyrocketed to over 1,500 a month, a 400% increase.
Incredible.
They achieved a 600% ROI, paid back the system in 1.5 months, and, get this, expanded into 4 new countries as a direct result.
Incredible. And for the final proof point, a B2B example.
Right, case 3, a B2B SaaS company. They struggled with manual outreach, getting maybe 10 leads a month with a cost per lead over $500.
Okay.
We automated their entire AI-driven nurture sequence. They now generate 80 to 120 qualified leads a month, and their CPL has plummeted to just $50, a 90% reduction.
So a 90% drop.
Exactly. The ROI is over 900%, payback was in 1 month, and they've added over $2 million to their ARR pipeline.
The numbers are compelling, but let's address the elephant in the room. Won't this AI-generated content look robotic and soulless?
It's a valid concern, Sarah, but the answer is no. The magic is in our proprietary tone of voice engine and the client's unique knowledge base.
Right.
The AI doesn't invent knowledge, it scales the client's existing expertise and style. We found that with proper prompting, people simply cannot tell the difference.
And can you truly scale this factory model?
We've already proven it. Our architecture is built for exponential, not linear growth. It's handling 100 to 500 units per week across 20 languages right now.
It is ready. Final question. Why now? What makes this possible today?
A perfect storm of 3 factors. 1, AI costs dropped 100-fold. 2, generative video AI like HeyGen and Runway became enterprise-ready. And 3, true multimodal models like GPT 4.0 and Claude 3.5 arrived, letting us seamlessly integrate every media type.
Alex, this has been incredibly insightful. For investors listening, what are the next steps?
We're raising $500,000 to scale our go-to-market strategy. 60% of funds will go to team and operations, 20% to the tech stack, and 20% to marketing.
Okay.
Our target is to turn this investment into $6 million in ARR within 18 months, delivering a 900% ROI for our backers. We expect break-even in 3 to 4 months and full payback in 6. Interested parties can email us at invest@dmrevenueflow.com or schedule a call at dmrevenueflow.com.
Thanks, Alex. This is certainly an exciting opportunity. Listeners, if you're interested in the future of AI-driven marketing automation, you'll want to check out Direct Message Revenue Flow. That's all for this episode of Venture Capital Unlocked.